In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Many people throughout history have looked or even gone upward in order to see and find God. Many world religions depict holy men and women as found on mountaintops. People often pray with eyes toward the heavens. Many churches across America have spires which direct attention to God up there in the heavens. Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, 1961, was the first human being in space and is reported to have said when he returned that he looked out into the vastness of the universe while in orbit and he said, "I didn't see God." But whether atheist, seeker, or believer, can one truly encounter the divine by going upward in one's own efforts? Even Moses, when he went up the mountain to seek God, was only permitted to see God's back, God's afterburn, because any more would have been too much. In his book, Surprised by Joy, C.S. Lewis refers to himself as England's most reluctant convert. And he talks about how God pursued him, and it was not the other way around. And then Lewis crafts a really interesting parable illustrating his experience of God pursuing him. Lewis takes the character Hamlet from the Shakespeare play and says, no matter what Hamlet does, no matter all the other people in the story Hamlet meets, no matter where in the story Hamlet goes, Hamlet will never be able to find Shakespeare. Now, even though Shakespeare created Hamlet, and even though the handiwork, the evidence of Shakespeare is everywhere in the play, every word, every stage direction is evidence of Shakespeare, everywhere Hamlet goes, every word Hamlet hears, it's all evidence of Shakespeare. In spite of that, Hamlet cannot actually find Shakespeare, cannot actually meet Shakespeare himself, because it's not in Hamlet's power. The only way Hamlet can actually meet Shakespeare is if Shakespeare were to write himself into the story. Think about it. Hamlet can't find Shakespeare, but Shakespeare has the power to enter the story as a character, and he could go up and introduce himself to Hamlet and even interact with him. This was C.S. Lewis's parable. And Shakespeare would then become a character, would become his own creation without losing his role as author. The Shakespeare in the story would have two natures. He would be both author and character. Today and tomorrow in the church, we're celebrating the great feast of Annunciation, when Archangel Gabriel comes to the Virgin Mary and announces that she has been chosen to be the mother of the Savior, the mother of the Christ. And Mary responds, "Yes, let it be." And immediately we have the defining moment in all history. God becomes a human being. God becomes one of us in the womb of Mary. When the author of life becomes part of creation, becomes one of the created, when the Son of God writes himself into our story by becoming a baby in Mary's womb, this is what happens at Annunciation. Now, like Hamlet to Shakespeare, we as human beings in this world encounter evidence and hand of God in all our surroundings. We encounter evidence of God in nature and in other people, in our bodies, in animals, in our emotions like love and joy and grief, and in strength and power when we go through tough times. We see and encounter evidence of the divine in all of that. But to meet God directly, that task is beyond us. We can climb the highest mountain, we can read all the right books, we can find the right holy man or holy woman, we can do the right meditation or the right spiritual practice. And no matter how available I make myself, direct encounter with God is not mine to conjure. And it's not because I'm bad. It's not because I'm decrepit. It's not because I'm a depraved sinner. It's just that it's beyond my capabilities. Just as Hamlet can't jump off the page and introduce himself to Shakespeare, It's beyond my capabilities to capture and conjure the author of life on my own terms. Fortunately, God knows this. And God, with eternal love and affection for us, wants and deeply desires intimacy and communion with us. And so when the fullness of time had come, the Son of God wrote himself into our story. God became one with us so that we might be one with God. Or as Athanasius said even more strongly, God became human so that humans could become God, so that humans might partake of the divine nature, as St. Peter says in his epistle. And so this Feast of Annunciation is a celebration of that moment in time when God becomes human, when God takes on human nature in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And this is what C.S. Lewis felt when he said it was God who pursued him. God comes after us. God comes after you, and not in ways you might expect, or worse, demand, but in the small and quiet and relentless ways that Jesus writes himself into your story, writes himself into your life. This Holy Spirit breathes within you in ways you didn't expect. Often at times you don't expect, but rather when the fullness of time had come for you in your life, when it was right for you. And none of this takes away the value of spiritual practices or meditations or reading wise books or contemplative prayer or consulting with a holy man or a holy woman or climbing a lonely mountain, whether literally or figuratively. These are ways we make ourselves open to the kingdom of God and to the unmistakable presence of the divine. If you want to see a shooting star, you got to get off your screens and get outside. You got to get out of the house. You got to get away from the lights and lay in your back and look up and wait. There is a part that we play. This is our part. Now, once in a while, I might see one by chance, but mostly I have to make myself ready. But no matter how attentive I get myself, and no matter how dark a place I go out, and no matter how long I lay and wait, I can't cause a shooting star to appear. And so it is with encountering the divine. And unlike Hamlet, we're living creatures with free will. We have a choice in our participation with experiencing and encountering God. And you can choose whether to make ready for this encounter or not. But in the end, the encounter is up to God. The encounter is up to the author of life. And if the Annunciation demonstrates anything, it's that the Son of God has indeed written himself into your story. Amen.